Now, what would you think if in the high temperatures that we've been having over the last days, you arrived back to your car after work to find it blocked in by another car? Well, this is the experience of Martina. She came from work on Friday afternoon in Killarney, went to her car in the car park near St. Mary's Cathedral in Killarney. She was blocked in and couldn't move. She was under pressure, had to go home to collect her 10-month-old baby boy from the childminder. After over an hour, the motors came back. I spoke to her shortly before coming in here and asked her, first of all, to tell me what happened.
So I suppose, firstly, I'd like to say good morning, Joy. Thank you for letting me come on here regarding a very stressful evening in Killarney car park next to the cathedral Friday evening. I was after working a full day's work, coming into work early as I wanted to leave Killarney to beat the traffic. As you know, by the bypass is extremely busy on Friday evening. When I approached my car, I could see there was a line of cars passed in front of mine. I knew I was going to be in trouble. Not the first time this actually happened to me. So I sat in my car, I tried to move my car in the little space I was left with to move it out of the space. I knew if I kept trying without assistance or someone looking at the car in front of me, beside me, I would collide with the other cars. So I actually rang the garage station as I knew this car was causing obstruction and needed to be moved. When I spoke to the guard, he told me there is nothing he can do, I need to ring Killarney Town Council. I spoke with Killarney Town Council and the lady said, unfortunately, as it's not a paid car park, nothing they can do.
Okay, so tell me, Martina, where exactly were you parked when you parked there? That's what part of the car park or how that works?
So I was actually in the car park. So I was in the back where, next to the cathedral. So I was in the right of the back where all the trees are. So that's right. Where I was parked.
Okay, and then when you were fine, you had a clear access when you left your car in the morning.
Absolutely.
What time did you come back to your car?
So I came back to my car, it was after half three, because I left work at half three.
Okay, and what did you see in front of you in terms of where the other cars were? You were pinned in, effectively, blocked in, were you, by other cars?
I was, correct, yeah. So when I walked down into the car park, and I could see there was a line of cars passed in front of my car, and I kind of knew to myself, oh no, because I suppose, look, it already has happened to me before. And I suppose, look, I was lucky that I was able to get the car out, but when I actually seen the cars in front of me and my own car and the two cars were beside me, I knew I was going to be in trouble. I knew I wouldn't be able to get out.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures here and it's you trying to, like, you've taken pictures of your car and the line of cars that are parked perpendicular to the row of cars where you are. And there's just no way for you to get out. No way for you to turn left or right to try and get out of the car park.
No, there was no way. And as I said, look, I tried to, I suppose, get the car out of the little space I had. No, I was going back and forth, and I was going to the left to see if I could get out to the left. Also trying, could I get out from the right? And I suppose, look, it was harder for me to try to get out because I was on my own, and I actually couldn't see, I suppose, was I too close to the other car? So, to be honest, I just kind of stopped, and I said, look, I'm going to collide with the other cars because I had no one watching. So I suppose, look, I kind of took it on myself then to ring the guards and ask for assistance. So as I said, the guards asked me then to ring the Killarney Town Council, and I did. And they just kind of told me, look, that they told me that when it was a pay car pass, there was nothing they can do about it. And that's when they told me to ring the guards.
Right. So they're saying, look, this isn't a paid car park. There's free parking down there. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And that's, the council then said, look, sorry, we don't monitor it. We don't have, I suppose, our wardens or traffic wardens taking a look at it and giving people tickets for parking, I suppose, irresponsibly, I guess, and blocking people in. So what did you do then, Martina?
So I suppose, unfortunately, I had to ring the guards back again and told them that I spoke with Killarney Town Council, and I explained, look, that Killarney Town Council told me that because it was the paying car park that they couldn't do nothing. So I gave the guards the rent of the car that was causing the obstruction, and he took my phone number and he said he'd let me know. Now, about 15, 20 minutes passed by and no update from the guards. So I actually rang the guards back again and asked for an update. And I got told that because there was no telephone number associated with the car, that they couldn't get in contact with the owners to move the car. Right. So then, okay. I suppose, after they telling me that, I asked the guard in. I said, look, can you please send down two guards or one guard to assist me in getting the car out of the space? Because I knew I would collide with the cars if I didn't have someone there with me.
Yeah.
So I suppose, look, I had to sit in the car for over an hour in the heat. As you know, Friday was roasting. after my request of getting asking for help from the guards, and no guards actually appeared.
You were stuck there.
I was.
And eventually, did the people who owned the car that was blocking you show up?
About an hour and about 15 minutes later, eventually they appeared. Now, I suppose, look, thank God, I suppose they did appear, because obviously, look, they must have been above maybe shopping in the town. But if they were past the car and maybe were staying Clanny for the night or staying there for the whole day, I was still sitting there.
You would have been finished. Yeah, you would have been stuck there.
No, I would have been still sitting there. It's just, I suppose, luckily they came back after about an hour and 15 minutes and they actually moved the car in. But if they didn't have come back, I would be still sitting there, Jerry.
Yeah. Martina, did you say anything to them when they came back, or did they acknowledge that you were stuck, or were you just happy to get out of there?
Well, I suppose, as you can see in the pictures, Jerry, the way the car was in the pictures, I actually just left my car like that. So, obviously, when the owner approached the car, and she could see the way my car was parked and her own car, she turned around and she goes, "That's my car." And I suppose, look, Jerry, I spoke to them, I told them that I've been here, it was over an hour and 15 minutes, that I can't get out. And I actually spoke to them, I told them that the car was illegally parked there and that there's no spaces and they shouldn't be parked there. And they literally just got into the car and drove off.
They didn't say anything to you?
No.
No apology? No nothing?
Nothing. No, only went into the car and went off. No, I suppose, look, I was very fast, as you can as well as aware. I was there for a long time and I just wanted to get out. Now, I suppose, look, I was kind of upset and stressed and cross as well, because, look, my son was with the childminder back in Mill Street, who I confirmed the time to when I'd be picking my son up. And I suppose, look, due to the lack of respect from the car owner, I was nearly 2 hours late picking my son up in Mill Street as well. So, look, I was cross, I suppose, look, they could see I was cross, so they obviously just popped into the car and drove
and
off.
And no, they weren't the only car that was parked in that way. There was a line of cars. So were the other cars beside you, were they also blocked in, do you think? Would they have been able to get out?
I think they would. Well, I suppose, look, Jerry, my car is in Vince's, the Toyota Vince's. Now, it is a long car. So, look, I'd say maybe the other cars might have just about got out, but there was no way my car was going to get out of this car space.
Yeah. Look, Martina, what's the answer here? Does this car park need to be regulated, do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah. Or you think maybe just people need to be made aware that, look, if there isn't white lines there, if it isn't an official space, there's a reason why there's no white lines there. It's not to be parked on, because you will block in other people who are parked properly.
Yeah, I just think, I suppose, look, it does need to be monitored, and I suppose, look, the car was causing obstruction, and I suppose, look, I did ring the guards to get assistance from them and help, and I suppose, look, no one actually turned up, and I was thinking, as I said, over an hour and 15 minutes, and even though I nearly actually cried for help from the guards to come down and help me, and I said, look, even if the guards were there, I suppose when she did come back maybe as well, I might have got an apology, and they might have kind of understood that, look, they shouldn't be parking there, and I suppose they kind of came into the car park, and I suppose they probably seen other cars had done it, and they probably done it, you know?
They probably thought, this is all right, other people are doing it, this is the way it always works.
I suppose in a way, look, those, as you can see in the pictures, there's a line of other cars in front of them, so, you know, I suppose they kind of took on, oh, look, other people are doing it, maybe I should do it, but obviously there's no lines there, and they shouldn't have been doing it.
Yeah, certainly not. Okay, well, look, Martina, thanks for telling us your story. I know, very frustrating indeed, and hopefully the lesson will be learned now, and other people won't park in this sort of a way, in that car park, to block other people, no matter how busy it is. I know it can be tough to get parking in Killarney at times.
Oh, but absolutely,
not the thing to do.
No. You know, I suppose, look, I was after doing a day's work, I suppose I'm trying to come down and get out, okay, you know. I suppose, look, you know yourself, on the Friday evenings, it's just mayhem, and I'd go up to a bypass, and I was stuck in traffic in for a bit, and, you know, look, it was very frustrating on the Friday evenings, we quite honest, Jeff.